Quiz shows are addictive to watch them and to play them. And once a player gets hooked, he's hooked for life. It's safe to say that would describe Art Harris, proud member of Team Chucky, the winning team in the Oahu Island Trivia Tournament of Champions. His victory is taking him to Vegas. He's with us this morning. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Chris.
And congratulations are clearly in order here.
Thanks. I think the Oahu Island thing is a little overblown, but yeah, it's you know, it's nice.
When people want to give you credit, if it's overblown, so what, right?
I guess I have to take it.
Yes, you do. What got you interested in playing trivia with a team?
Well, you know, there's been a bunch of casual stuff going on for maybe 8 years now. And, you know, it's one of those things where when you have a bunch of esoteric knowledge that's floating around your head, you need to find some outlet for it. And screaming at the TV when Jeopardy's going is just not sufficient after a while. So, you know, it's, when I found out that these activities were going on around town, I said, oh, I'm interested. And a buddy of mine, Chuck, who our team is named after, Chuck Arkeel, he's a classmate of mine from high school, and said, hey, you know, why don't you come and join us? And, you know, we started doing it from there, and it kind of blossomed.
So what happens in a trivia contest? You're all sitting there with, what, like buzzers in front of you? Or?
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that, because it started off that way. We had this guy that just had this huge setup. I mean, he had wires, cables, lights, buzzers, everything. And, you know, it was like a radio studio here with the wires everywhere. Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, we started with that, and it was just for fun. You know, there were no prizes. It was just for the glory. And we did it for a while, and all of a sudden it started to pick up. And Manifest down on Hotel Street, the bar down there, started holding a weekly trivia night that was based on a trivia company that was nationwide called Stump Trivia. And, you know, so we were going there every week, and then they all of a sudden they had a championship back in 2011, and our team won. So, you know, we're kind of hooked. You know, we won the first championship.
Sure.
And, you know, well, we haven't won between then and this year, so we've had a dry spell, but you know, we do it for fun. We do it because we enjoy playing.
So your team all sits there, and then a question comes up on a board, or
the host reads the question. The teams are up to six players, so you can have, you know, one if you're a genius, but generally the winning teams have between four and six.
Yeah.
He reads the question. They announce all the categories first, then they read the question, and you have to basically bet points. Yeah, so in the first round, there's 1, 3, 5, 7, second round, 2, 4, 6, 8, so on and so forth. And if you get it right, you get the points. If you don't get it right, you're not penalized, generally. And at the end of the night, whoever has the most points.
So you hear a category, and you say, okay, U.S. presidents, I'm going to bet 8 or whatever. And, of course, you bet based on the category, but you obviously haven't heard the question yet.
Actually, it's even easier than that, because you don't even have to bet until after you hear the question.
Oh, really?
So, you know, you have to kind of strategize, because you want to save your higher points for the categories that you are familiar with.
Sure.
And, you know,
sure,
go with the lower points for the ones that you don't. But, you know, we have our ringer, Dave Milks, who's a teacher at the Castle. He's his favorite category, he tells us, is vice presidential wives.
Which most people would not be able to name a single one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that does speak to a level of nerdosity, doesn't it?
Yeah. The nerd testosterone runs high, yes.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So you obviously want like-minded nerds to be on your team.
Yeah, well, for us, we have a group of between 8 and 10 that kind of filter in and out. The mainstays are Chuck and Dave, who are hardcore, and they're there for virtually every one of the events. But the rest of us kind of float in and out. And, you know, I've been playing steadily for the last, I think, 4 months or so. But we have others that come in, go out. And, you know, because we're having fun. We you know, it's people we want to spend the night with, and, you know, sitting at a table and, you know, chiding each other over the wrong answer from the round before, that kind of thing. So, you know.
I would figure that each of you has areas of strength and weakness. Like, you know, are you the history guy, or?
I'm the really, really weird knowledge guy, if you ask me. They usually say, oh, you know, if there's a technology or a computer one, oh, that's Art. He's going to know that.
Uh-huh.
But then it turns out to be something. I remember once the category was, you know, technology or something, and it was text acronyms. And I'm like, I don't know any of the text acronyms. You know, I mean, I know LOL and I know ROFL and a few others, but you know, beyond that, I'm clueless. So my thing is pulling just stuff out of the air. Let me tell you, like, oh yeah, you know, I remember that movie, or I saw the title of that book in the library, not having read that many books in my life. So,
well, then there's that thing where even if you are kind of a polymath and knows a bunch of different things, you could get suddenly hit with a category like, you know, hip hop artists.
Absolutely.
And be completely useless in that category.
Yeah, that would be where we're completely useless. Most of the games have a picture around component where they'll give you 10 pictures and you have to identify the 10 hip hop artists or something like that. And, you know, I was telling you earlier, I keep sliding it into the host. I go, yeah, I really want that one that has 10 guitars from the 1970s and tell me who plays them. That I could do, you know.
Yeah, I could probably do that one pretty well. But, you know, inevitably, you could sort of step into this huge black hole just when you're doing great, couldn't you?
Absolutely. In the 3 weeks prior to this championship, our team was first place going to the final round. Those questions came out, and we had absolutely no clue what the answers were, and we ended up placing second or third.
That's a scary, it's a cautionary tale for just about anyone, well, isn't it?
It is, except, you know, as I said, we really go there to have fun. And yes, we would like to win, but when we don't, it's not a huge blow.
That's probably a good philosophy for us to carry through life, Art.
We try.
Thanks a lot for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Good talking to you. Art Harris and the fellow members of Team Chucky are the winners of the Oahu Island Trivia Tournament of Championships. Their prize is a Las Vegas vacation for each one of them. You can find out more about our Hawaii Conversation on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.